This interview is with Mrs. Robert McLeod, who served as, or who is serving as, council person. Do you call yourself an alderman?
We call ourselves council members.
And she's been a council member for 8 years. This interview was held at the Morehead State University's recording studio, and the interview is Ruth Herring, representing the Heritage Education Commission. Well, Millie, let's just talk a little bit about your personal background and kind of move you into Morehead. How did you end up here?
Okay, well, I originally grew up on a farm in North Dakota in the Red River Valley and attended Concordia College for 3 of my 4 years. And so I was rather familiar with this area, and when my husband and I had a chance to be employed, he with Morehead State University and myself at Concordia College, we liked this community, and we decided to take our employment here. And we were here for 2 years before we left the community and went on to graduate school. And then at the end of that time, there was also another opportunity to return. And so we decided that it was a good community in which to raise a family. And we liked the education opportunities in the community. And so decided to come back to Morehead.
You have 3 children.
We have 3 children, 2 daughters and a son, who are now adults, but have been raised primarily in this community. Our son was 3 when we came the second time, and our oldest daughter was 8 at that time, and she's now 28. So,
Robbie's going to be graduating from Morehead State pretty soon.
And yes.
And you have been involved with local government for 8 years. Why don't you tell us just a little bit how you got into that?
Okay, politics and government per se were never prime interests of myself personally, but I was a person who had been a teacher and been involved in various volunteer activities in the community. Particularly Campfire Girls and other organizations that my children were involved in. And I was used to teaching part-time or full-time while raising a family. And so I am a person that does have a lot of energy, and I like to be busy, and I like to be involved in areas where I can see things happen. And I think that is what prompted my involvement in some of the local volunteer activities. And because of that involvement, when this opportunity was available to run for the city council, several of my friends encouraged me to seek this opportunity, as did my husband. And it took a little bit of convincing at first because, like I mentioned, it wasn't my prime area of interest. But the first time that this opportunity arose, I did not take advantage of it, but 6 months later, when the opportunity rose again, then I decided that maybe it was something I was interested in. I had served on the Citizens Advisory Committee for a number of years, which was a committee that was set up by the mayor, and so I had been involved.
Mayor Hoberg,
right. And he was the first mayor to start this committee. And it has continued to exist and flourish with the consecutive mayors. And after having served on that committee, it gave me a good background in the local politics and what the city council deals with. And so I did decide to run as alderman for the 4th Ward, and I did defeat the incumbent and was elected to a 4-year term. And after that, I sought re-election for a second 4-year term. At that point, I ran unopposed, and so have nearly completed 8 years on serving as a council member.
I've been interested observing the fact that you really enjoy campaigning, too. Even when you were unopposed, you went door-to-dooring.
Along with being involved in local activities, I one of my great enjoyments, I think, is working with people. And I like to be out in the public. And I'm a person that does not take criticisms personally. And I think that that helps me to be in this type of position. And I really did enjoy the campaign. I enjoyed knocking on the doors and talking to the people about both the problems they had and things that they liked what the council was doing and different community affairs.
I'm always so pleased, too, when I'm with you very much, how accessible you are to the citizenry, and you get your phone calls on a regular basis, and you.
Well, there is one advantage in not having a full-time job. People, I think, feel freer to call you at your home. Some places of employment do not discourage this type of call, but I think people tend to stay away from calling people at work, and I think they probably should, too.
It also helps when they call you that you happen to know what they're talking about. And sometimes when I've called older persons, they haven't.
Well, there does get to be a lot of reading and a lot of paperwork, and I think sometimes our staff feels that maybe it's a waste of paper to send out all this information to the different council members, but I do make a practice of reading the information that is handed out to us and try to keep informed on the issues that we're going to be dealing with. And if we have to contact certain people to get further knowledge and information, I do try to do that as much as possible. And because I do not have a full-time job outside of the home, in addition to my council work, I probably do have a little more time in order to become better informed also.
And the zeal.
Yes.
The zeal, I think, is important. Well, we talked about how you got involved, and there, the area of involvement probably has evolved during that time. Would you like to tell a little bit about for the past 8 years, in what respect you entered the position and what the city was like, and what might have been an evolutionary process to where we are now?
Okay, well, we've had several interesting projects in the city during this time. Urban renewal had basically taken place in the downtown area when I came on the council, but since then it has, I think, flourished to a great deal, and we've been instrumental in attracting a major department store to the mall area to strengthen that area. And it's interesting to me now that many of the people in the downtown Fargo area also consider the Moorhead Center Mall as their prime area of shopping. First Eckstein's came in as a major department store, and when they left, Herberger's came in and has now expanded their store. So the Center Mall is really a viable shopping district.
And the inclusion of all those new shops recently.
Yes, another addition to that is the Center Courtyard space, which was taken away, and that was a rather controversial situation. But I favored that, and I do feel that in the long run it's a plus for the community. The green space was taken away, but along with that there were several small shops that were included in the Center Mall area, and the raising of the Foss Complex across the street did away with some of the businesses, but most of them were relocated either in the present Center Mall or in other shopping areas within the city. And then with the raising of that building, it also enabled us to provide a lot more green space, more parking areas, a better flow of traffic with the streets redesigned, and also a stabling of the riverbank and bridge area, which could have been devastating down the road to that area.
I kind of feel that our community is in a state of flux because we have issues of, maybe we'll get horse racing, and I'm sure we're going to get our Hemcombe Center and a few of these things. You're in a statewide planning position. Do you feel that all communities are going through these?
Well, I think Minnesota is in a state of change. We were under some severe economic conditions a few years ago, and that has been turning around now. I do think that we'll be breaking ground sometime this summer for the new Hemcombe Center. We're all fairly excited about that project. It, again, will continue to enhance our downtown area, bring a lot of people from outside of our community into our area, which is always good for economic conditions within the community. I think that statewide, there's probably more redevelopment in the metro areas than there is in some of the outstate areas. But I think Moorhead is very fortunate in that we've had some very excellent staff people. We've had a strong planning department, and I really advocate a strong planning department in any community. I think that oftentimes this is the most overlooked area within the city. I think many people see that it's the area that can be first to be cut in a state of economic crunch, but I feel that other areas a lot of times can be done without if they have a good planning department, because with good planning you're able to better use what resources you have available. And through the staff and very excellent use of our resources that we've had, we've continued to thrive and survive amidst the economic downfall of both the state and the nation. And we have had some serious economic cutbacks during these past 8 years that I've been on the council. We've had very tight budgets, and we've had to really make the best use of all the dollars that are available to us. And I think we're more conscious of that in the city maybe than even in the other governmental units, and those people might disagree with me, but people get their tax statements and they perceive their total tax dollar amount that has to be paid out as city taxes. They don't really see the whole picture, that part of those are county taxes, part of those are taxes for services such as wastewater treatment or garbage and water and so on. They don't see it as part of the school board needing their fair share of the taxes and so on. It's one big piece of pie, and or one big pie, and the city is only a piece of it. But I think the city gets the criticism most often if the taxes are raised, and if they're lowered, it's sort of overlooked. But
And then our competition with North Dakota is always...
Yes, North Dakota's had a different tax base and a different philosophy about providing services and just working within the state guidelines. It has taken some very good planning to make the best use of the resources that we've had available to us. I think, too, in times past, that the legislators that make up all these rules and regulations have been more in tune with the large metropolis from the metro areas, mm-hmm. and have forgotten about us outstate. And in the last few years, our wheels have become very noisy, and the legislators all over the state are more in tune now with, again, the whole picture, and so we've been able to work together a little bit better.
You've mentioned successes in our changes. What about disappointments? Any local disappointments?
Well, one thing I guess that comes to mind, again, with the economic downturn of the state and federal economy has affected Moorhead more than some communities within the state because of our being a a border city. We did lose several businesses that moved across the river to Fargo, and Fargo has grown at a much steadier rate than Moorhead has. But I think it's a tribute to Moorhead that we've been able to survive as well as we have. We've really not lost, we just haven't grown. I guess another frustration, maybe more than a disappointment, is just working with other governmental units. One big project that we've worked on over the years is the 12 15th Avenue North Bridge between Fargo and Moorhead. As yet, that has not come to be a reality, but we in Moorhead have not given up on that yet. And also, even though our center mall has flourished, the Moorhead Mall on the south side of the area and Brookdale Mall have continued to decline until this past year, but now we are seeing some positive steps, and so those two malls are turning around, and hopefully in a couple of years they will be again as successful as they were before our economic downfalls. And
I think many of the things that that we kind of just take for granted after they happen, but weren't you involved with the second fire department on the south side?
No, actually that annex was opened just shortly before I came on the council, so I was not involved in that project at all. But we are continuing to work with our firemen, our fire department, to better utilize our firemen, and we have one project that I was instrumental in working with Barb Sipson on was moving the codes department out of planning and into the fire department. And so now the fire teams that are instrumental in checking the apartment houses and the commercial establishments to see that they're up to the fire codes are also going through the residential units and apartments and combining the activities to make sure they are up to speed on the housing code as well. So I think we've been able to better utilize our resources in that respect.
And tell us a little bit about the future project of the city manager appointment.
Okay, that's very timely. Just this next week, we are going to be interviewing candidates for city manager. Last fall, there was
you maybe should say that we don't have one now, because in the future when this is listened to.
Right, okay. Well, we've had four or five department heads over the years with a weak mayor, strong council form of government. Last fall, the people voted in a new charter, and along with the new charter, there was a referendum to consider a city manager form of government, and that measure overwhelmingly passed, and so the council hired a consultant to help us put this new form of government into place, and it has evolved to the point now where next week we are going to be interviewing the five final candidates for the position of city manager, and hope that sometime between May 1st and June 1st that this new person will be online. And so for the first time in years, we feel we will have one person in charge of the city. Whereas in times past, we've had each department head that has been in charge of their particular department, and it's worked fairly well, but I think this is going to work
much better. What are those departments?
Currently, we have a fire chief, a police chief, a director of administration and finance, who was Everett Lacey, who has just retired this past month, and the Department of Community Development, which includes planning. A few years ago back, we had a fifth department head, which was the Public Works, but to again try to economize, We split that department and put streets and sanitation in with the administration and finance department, and the wastewater treatment and engineering parts of the public works department were put into community development. And it has worked fairly well, I think, but I think at some future time, after the city manager is online, that we may go back and seek a public works director. Maybe we'll be able to combine some other things so that it will not mean a large expenditure of funds again for another department head.
Right now, how many hours a week do you have in committee work?
Well,
on a typical week.
I consider my my council work from a 1/3 to 1/2 time job, and I'm equating that with about
15 to 20 hours
a week.
And will the city manager help reduce some of that committee work? Or?
Well, it may or may not. I think that it the purpose of it, I guess, is to lessen the amount of time that the council member has to spend on council activities. However, my personal involvement is more on liaison activities not directly associated with the city. So depending on how that organization is worked out after the city manager gets online, it may not personally lessen my load. But without having a person in charge of the city, it has been easy for some of the aldermen to become more involved with the day-to-day operation of the city. And their prime responsibility as a council member is to establish policy, to set policy. And when things don't go just the way certain people think they should, then it's easy to get involved on the actual operation level. Mm-hmm. In this regard, I believe the city manager will cut down the time of the council members. But just to show you an example on the on some of my activities, I do chair the Community Development Committee, and maybe these committees will no longer be needed when our city manager is in place, and we will meet more just as a council of the whole. So that probably would cut down about 4 hours or 5 hours a month for me. But many of my liaison duties are like to the airport association, and if the city still feels that we need that link with the Fargo Airport Authority, that job then would continue.
We have a new terminal building going up, so would that reduce that committee work?
No, I don't know. The Airport Authority is a separate body that deals with the operation of the airport, so that committee, even though it's strictly Fargo, would still continue. Now, the Cass County, Clay County, and Moorhead people all send liaison members, mostly just to keep abreast of things that are happening, and so I think that might continue. Then, for the past 6 years, I have served as state vice president for the Minnesota Planning Association, and that, again, is due to my interest in planning. And I was elected to this position as a result of my being the council representative on the local planning commission. Now, the local position may not continue, but my involvement in the state would, as long as I choose to run in this position. Now, I will be up for re-election to as a council member next fall, depending what the result of that election is, would depend on what I do the following March, when my election on a 2-year term would be up again for the Minnesota Planning Association. Also, I have been involved with the Minnesota League of Cities, one of 5 major committees. I currently chair the Land Use, Energy, Environment, and Transportation Committee. I served on that committee as a member for 2 years, and this past year I was chair of the committee, and that also is a 2-year term, so I will continue to do that. However, if I were not reelected in November, I perhaps would resign from that committee, because then I wouldn't have the tie with the local government too. But Moorhead is a member of the Minnesota League of Cities, and our local philosophy is that we try to stay abreast and be actively involved in those committees. I think that, again, we have enabled the state legislators to become more aware of our local problems by our local involvement in some of these state activities and some of our lobbying efforts from our staff. And then another committee that I'm involved in, this past year I was elected and appointed to the National League of Cities Energy, Environment, and Natural Resources Committee. And that is only at a one-year term. So each year I'm up for reappointment to that committee. But many of these committees are ones that also take somewhat of my time. But I enjoy it, and but I do think it's important, too, for our local communities to be involved. And I'm sort of the council member that has become involved in some of these outside activities. So I personally don't feel that the city manager form of government is going to lessen perhaps my time. But on the whole, it should definitely cut down the amount of time that is needed for a council member to serve on the city council. And I think that's very important because it's gotten to the point where many people, because of their profession, are limited. They would not be able to serve on the council just because of the time involved.
Well, when we're talking about time, why don't you mention a little bit about the support you get from your family on this?
Okay. Well, as I mentioned in the beginning, that this was not my prime interest, but my husband was very supportive of my running for this office. And in fact, he very not only encouraged me and supported me, it was a very active support. And so he's been behind me all the way. My children are, like I mentioned, adults at this point, and two of my children had already left home to go to college or go to work at the time that I first sought this office. So I've not had to think primarily of what time I was giving up at home to take away from my family situation. But they've all been very interested in my involvement and been very supportive of me and encourage me. And my son is in college now, and even though he lives off campus, out of the home during the school year, he always makes sure that he maintains his residency and at home and votes in each election. And so I think that they think it's kind of exciting to have me in this position.
Good. There's a question here that I think is kind of interesting. I don't know if it pertains to you. It said, if you had your years in government or politics to live over, what would you do differently? Is that anything that
I guess I have to say, in all honesty, I can't think of anything that I would do differently. When I finally decided that this was something I was interested in and that I would run for this office, I think I jumped in up to my neck, and I've not been sorry. I've done that. I do enjoy working with the people. I enjoy being involved in the community. I'm often asked the question if I would be interested in seeking a state or federal office, and I think I'm asked that not only because I'm involved locally, but also because of my involvement now in the state and national committees. However, I enjoy those committees. I would not be interested in serving in a political office on the state or federal level, because what I really enjoy about the position is being right in the midst of all the people and that contact. Even if it's a controversial situation, I don't like to be away from the heart of the matter. I like to be right in the middle of it. And that's what I'm able to be on the local level, and that's what I enjoy.
Have you felt that the local press and radio and television have been fair? Or?
Yes. I think that we have a very good relationship with our local press and media. And I'm particularly aware of this when I talk with other council members from other communities. Many communities do not enjoy a good relationship with the media, and the media is usually out to get them or tear apart their statements and try to make examples, not always in the best manner, of what has been said. But I can't say that I found that true. I think on the whole, we've enjoyed a good relationship, and I've been happy with our treatment from the media.
Do you have anything else you'd like to include? When it says everyone loves a winner, have you ever lost an election? And you haven't, so...
No, not to this point.
That doesn't apply.
Like I mentioned, I will be up for re-election again in November, and so the people will tell me at that time, I guess, whether they want me to serve four more years or not.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add, Millie?
I think that we've covered a lot of topics and pretty well told the story of the last 8 years of the city of Moorhead.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.